Did the, I wonder, something like an 8-inch pipe with a flame coming out. Seems like that could power an electric turbine or something.
And the flame, it probably didn't come up that foot out the top or so, you know, it's just like a torch.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good bit of heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it burns continuously.
Yeah. Wow. It seems like, wow, it seems like it could harness that, you know.
Yeah. It wasn't like a blow pot, you know, or a gas, just a flame burning.
I bet though if they did that with all the ones in the United States, you know.
The trouble is, a lot of your cities don't go to the trouble of building digesters.
Mm-hmm.
They bypass the solids.
Mm-hmm.
They throw chlorine to it and bypass it into a creek, you know, or something. And it's not digested. This digester had to be cleaned, seemed to me like it was every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
How big was it?
Boy, let me see, it was probably the roof on it was probably 30 foot diameter.
Wow, that's pretty big.
And but now I don't remember the pressures and all that. We used to maintain a chart read on the pressures and so forth, and what it did tell you the pressure that the gas was building up under the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And twice a day you had to take a long paddle and punch down the solids from around the roof so it would float.
Yeah.
Didn't it with a bind?
Yeah. Wow, what happened if it binds?
It would keep building up and building up. Eventually, I presume.
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting work, and it's not as nasty as I mean you associate sewage treatment as being like wading into John or something, but really it's pretty good work. And it like on the primaries they all painted white, and and when you walked down it you took a water hose with you, and when you walked back you washed it off.
Uh-huh.
You washed your tracks off, it stayed clean.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, but
I wonder, is it like natural gas?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it?
What kind of gas do you call it? You'd
call
it
propane or
no? Organic gas.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you know, you can rot vegetables or anything that'll rot and trap the gas off of it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're just talking, I guess. You see on TV where the boy from California was using chicken manure powering the bus?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Uh-huh.
That's what he's doing.
There's a guy in Fort Valley that's growing earthworms.
Yeah,
it's a source of protein because they had a lot of protein in them to feed the hogs and cows.
Oh yeah.
The way he does it, he grows, has a lot of earthworms growing in, you know, just soil is just completely covered in earthworms and all through it. And to get them out, it's built on concrete supports, and he just flushes it with water and it washes all the soil away.
Oh yeah.
He's left, and all the earthworms come down, and he collects them. You know, but they said, you know,
does livestock eat them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
dry them.
They dry them.
And they mix them with other kinds of feed, and you know, they feed them. And
it's
good. I don't know. If livestock probably doesn't really particularly care too much for them. They got a lot of protein in them.
Yeah.
So it's good for them.
Yeah. You know, too, they're recycling manure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid waste, you know, for beef cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe that when I first
heard
it.
I know, they were feeding it again.
Well, you know, they claim that a large percentage of feed conversion goes out of a beef cattle as solid waste and don't take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Like, you know,